Coach Kelly Harper. Coach, good to see you tonight. How are you?
I'm doing good, Bob. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. This time of the year, you're trying to get basketball camps going out and seeing other kids play. You're spending a lot of time with your kids, so that's one of the positives from this.
Well, I think as basketball coaches, you're never home as long as we've been home now. And I don't mean throughout the day, but overnight, you know, there were no recruiting trips. There were no getting out of the house. I mean, we've been at home, you know, and that's tried to really look at that as this won't happen again. So take advantage of the time spent with family.
You know, the season came to such an abrupt halt. You couldn't really get into the NCAA tournament and all those type things. Talk about the impact on the players, and have they shaken that off yet, or is it still kind of upset some of them?
Yeah, no, I think initially it happened so fast. I mean, we practiced on a Wednesday and they were going home on Friday. I mean, it really happened quickly for us right after the SEC tournament. And you know, I think one thing that we tried to do was give them information as we were going. Hey, this may happen. So once we got to the final, our final meeting, where we were telling them the NCAA's decision to cancel the NCAA tournament, I think they were expecting it. They thought it might happen. So they had a lot of questions. I think it was odd because it was, like you said, it was just so abrupt. And there wasn't a really good way to end. They go home for spring break, and then we don't see them again. We haven't seen them since, you know. So I think that's been hard for a lot of people. You know, we miss them. And I think, you know, obviously their world, like everybody else's, is just different.
You know, basketball players, they say, are developed in the summer. So now you're kind of depending upon your players to work out a lot on their own. How have you monitored them, and have you been able to judge the progress on some of the players?
Well, you know, we're pretty limited on what we can do in terms of monitoring. We can't watch them. Even if they wanted to put a little video there for me to watch them get a shooting workout in, we're not allowed to do that. So, like Coach Barnes said, you know, we're not too many years removed from where we didn't have summer access. You could not work out with them, and it was on the players to do it. And right now, it's on them to do it, not only get out there and get things done, whether that's conditioning, try to get some kind of weight workout in, whether that's body weights or otherwise, or find a basketball goal, find a gym. I think at this point, obviously, most of them have found somewhere to go and get some workouts in. But early on, that was hard, you know, trying to find a place. Some of the rims at the park were taken off. And you know, we told them we wanted them to get out there. We wanted them to be safe as well.
Indeed. Now they're back on campus, or are coming back to campus. You'll start some workouts next week. How is that going to play for you and your staff? And because I know there's restrictions. You know, you can't scrimmage, you can't have more than a couple of players, they've got to have separate ball. I mean, all kinds of restrictions. It's really different, isn't it?
Right. Well, right now, we as in our coaches, can't touch them for a while. We'll have to see what happens, if they'll even lift that July 1. It may not be until middle of July that we are able to do workouts with them. We don't know that yet. So once they get back, there'll be, like Coach Barnes said, there'll be a transition period where there's some testing. And then they'll be working primarily with Tyler Watson, our strength and conditioning coach. And, you know, hopefully we'll be able to do things safely, move forward where that our players can get workouts in without us being in there. They know what they need to work on. They understand what that level needs to look like. So, you know, hopefully we can work through some of those things here.
Now, have you reflected back on your first season as head coach at Tennessee? I know you had the disappointment of not having the chance to play in the NCAA tournament, but talk about some of the things that you think you accomplished in your first year.
Well, you know, it's sometimes hard to do that during the year. And once you get past that and you start looking back, I think you can find some positives. And, you know, for me, I thought I saw some things and got Alex Varlin, who handles a lot of our statistics and analytics. I'm like, I need a list. You know, I need a list of things because I want to see if I was right. And, you know, I think just some of the areas I was proud of, I think shooting percentage was better. Our assists went up. We actually led the league in assist in SEC play. That just shows you we share the basketball. I think we did some good things defensively. We were okay on the boards. You know, I just think coaches we're hard to please. You know, we always want more. So I'm excited about the growth that I think a lot of our players made throughout the season and will make from this past year to this upcoming year.
Yeah, having Renia Davis come back, she just had a terrific career, and really, she can get a lot better too, can't she?
You know, that's interesting because, yeah, she can, and I'm excited about that. I think she's excited about that. We sat in the office after the season. We talked about where her growth could be, and we were on the same page and kind of had a plan for that. Obviously, it stinks that we can't be in the gym really working specifically with her on some things, but, you know, we trust her that she's going to get out and do some things on her own, and then at some point we will be able to get them back on the court and, you know, be able to work on those things. I think that she works really hard and she's intelligent, so she knows where that growth can be.
You know, it's interesting, too, this year she's going to have a bullseye on her back. I mean, everybody's going to try and stop her. So she has to adjust her game coming in this year, too, doesn't she?
You know, she had that this year. I mean, we saw more box-and-one type defenses than I've ever coached against. You know, a lot of people trying to keep her from touching the basketball because she was such a big part of our offense. And, you know, I think she was able to handle that. For her to average, you know, 18-something points a game in the SEC play, that's pretty substantial, especially when people were keying on her like they were. So I really, hats off to her for being able to find a way to be productive.
Kelly, give us an update on the new players coming in, the recruits, and how they're going to fill some of the holes you think you need.
Yeah, so we had two early signees in Destiny Salary from Arkansas. Great, big personality, quick guard, can get to the basket, can play defense. Tess Darby from Tennessee. Tess is a really good shooter. I don't think her team lost this year, so she knows what it's like to be on a winning team. We also then signed late Kian Green. She is a grad transfer from Liberty, very similar to other grad transfers that you hear folks talking about. We're excited about her experience and her ability to be productive around the basket and continue to develop her game facing the basket. So we're excited about her and the maturity that she brings. And then we were able to sign Marta Suarez from Spain, actually. So that's going to be, during this pandemic, it'll be interesting to work with international student-athletes. But she is a very versatile, multi-purpose, a lot of skill set, can play a lot of positions. We're excited about getting her on campus.
Can you talk about her recruitment? Because she never really came to campus, did she?
Well, Kian did not come, and Marta did not come, you know. So when you... Once there was dead periods locked up, there was no recruiting. So players who were trying to make decisions late and trying to decide transfers, trying to figure it out, they're going to have to do it sight unseen. And we were able, I thought our staff did a really good job of presenting our program virtually. You know, whether that was video, Zoom calls, phone calls, I thought our staff was really locked in, especially on those two young ladies, and did a terrific job.
Indeed. Of course, the schedule's being put together right now. Has that been a challenge because of all of the, you don't know who's going to be able to play and who's doing this and where what's going to be open? How has scheduling been for you right now?
Yeah, we have a few things in the works, a few things sitting on the fence. We've got to figure out, you know, a Thanksgiving trip. We've got to figure out what's going to happen there and how that's going to play out, and, you know, trying to finalize a last game or two. And, you know, I think the timing on being able to release some dates, I think, is going to be tough because this one's waiting on this one, which is waiting on this one. And, you know, there's some questions that we just don't have answered right now. So I think, you know, trying to finalize some things, but also understand it may happen a little bit later than normal.
Kelly, you've been on the recruiting trail now as the head coach of the Lady Vols for now over a year. How powerful is the Lady Vol brand around the country still?
Well, I think the Lady Vol brand it's a big deal. I mean, the orange means something when you walk in the gym. It means something to the players. It means something to the parents, to the coaches. And even as we talk to young players, you know, we talk to them about, have you seen Tennessee play? Yes. Yes, they have seen us play. So I think it's a big deal. I think our brand and the color orange, to be quite honest, gets you in the door with a lot of people. You know, you've got to be able to fall through with them with your vision and give them the whole experience of what it's going to look like to be a student athlete here.
Okay, Coach, got a couple of questions for you. Ready? First one's from Amanda, and she's wondering, what is one good thing that has come out of the quarantine for your team?
Well, you know, that is an excellent question, Amanda. For me, what we have been able to do, you know, we're very limited in being able to do things on the court. So we have worked on some small groups and some leadership and character building type things with our team. And I think we would have been able to get to that if we were on campus. But I think we got to it a little quicker because of this. And really, that's how we stay in touch with our team, some of our small group meetings and a book club. So we've been able to do some unique things with our team. We had a couple that did a leadership seminar. They came back with great ideas. So I think, you know, being able to think outside the court and find different ways that our team can get better, I think it was good for us.
All right, final question. It comes from Carla, and she asks, what's the biggest challenge for you going into the season?
Well, I think the biggest challenge is, did we get where we needed to this summer? I think, you know, we needed to improve this summer. That's really important. We have, whether that's the team as a whole or individually, I think that's going to be a big part of our success, is how much better we got this summer. So I think, it's on our players and it's on us to really get after it and be smart about what we're doing when we get them back.
Kelly, thanks for your time tonight. And again, I know you're thankful to have the team back on campus. At least you can look them in the eye for a while as you get ready for the upcoming season.
You know, Bob, I thank you. I appreciate that. We're looking forward to it. I just want to echo Coach Barnes' sentiments and with our what's going on in our nation right now, and a lot of people are hurting. And I think, you know, I want to encourage everybody out there to listen. I think that's been my best piece of advice, and that's what I want to do for our players. I want to be supportive, and I want to listen. And, you know, I think love, and hopefully we can take care of each other.
Indeed. Kelly, thanks. We'll see you soon.
All right, thanks.